was given this compass by an old friend of mine just before he died. His name was Kenny. Told me that he had received it as a special gift on Christmas from his very best friend when he was 8 years old. His friend's name was Marty Jacobson. And it all started in 1902 when the Jacobson family moved into a trailer home right next door to Kenny. Marty and Kenny became best friends ever since they first met. They were seldom apart. If you called one, you usually got the other. Every day they went exploring in the meadow that was between the two houses. It was a horse pasture that was divided by a winding stream where they would catch frogs and snakes, or search for hidden treasures or arrowheads, or spend long afternoons climbing the trees and feeding squirrels with nuts. Marty was the youngest of the Jacobson family, and he was a good-natured, cheerful boy. But he had a funny habit of tilting his head to one side every time you would talk to him. This was because he was deaf in his left ear, and it was a condition he never complained about it. Well, as it drew close to Christmas that year, the winter rains swept in. But the Jacobson family was all excited as they were preparing for the holidays. For weeks, Marty had been very busy. He not only was doing all of his chores, but he was offering to do any extra work that anyone had just so that he could get some extra money. And quietly, he was collecting all that money and his allowance. He wasn't spending a thing. Finances were tight for the Jacobson family. The dad only had a part-time job, and he was a meat packer, and they were barely getting by. But that was not the case for Kenny's family. They were desperately poor. The dad had died, and Kenny's mother, she was struggling just to feed and clothe the two children. They were a good family, but Kenny's mother was a proud woman, and she had some strict rules. She would never allow her children to look at themselves as poor, and she would never allow them to accept charity. Now, one night, shortly before Christmas, Mrs. Jacobson was in the kitchen baking some cookies. And Marty came in, and in a tone of excitement and pride, he said, "Mom, I bought Kenny a Christmas present. It is something he's wanted for the longest time. Mom, you want to see it?" And so carefully, he wiped his hands on the dish towel, put his hand in his pocket, took out a box, opened the lid, and he took out this compass. This is what Marty had been saving all of his money for. "Why, it's a lovely gift," said Mrs. Jacobson. But even as she said that, a disturbing thought came into her mind. She knew how Kenny's mother felt about their poverty, and they barely had enough to exchange gifts among themselves. Giving gifts to anyone outside the family was out of the question this year. She knew Kenny's mother would never allow Kenny to accept that gift from Marty unless he had a gift to give him in return. So gently and carefully, she explained the situation to Marty, and he understood. I know, Mom. I know. But what if it's a secret? What if they never find out who gave this gift?" So together, they devised a plan. Well, the day before Christmas finally came, and it was rainy and cold and gray. The Jacobson family was busy putting the finishing touches on the holiday decorations and getting ready for family and friends that would soon arrive. night settled in, and the rain continued. As Mrs. Jacobson and the children looked out the window, they felt an odd sadness. It just didn't seem right. Like, Christmas Eve was supposed to be special and glorious. Oh, wouldn't it be great if it was snowing? Well, as the children were looking out the window, Marty slipped out the back door. He put his raincoat on over his pajamas, and in his hand he had a small, colorfully wrapped package. Well, down through the soggy pasture he went. He crossed over the creek, carefully went underneath the electric horse fence, up the other side of the pasture, across the yard to Kenny's house. Carefully tiptoed up the stairs, trying to make sure not to make any noise, opened the screen door just a crack. And he placed the package on the doorsill, but he had to stop it. He had to take a breath. He was shaking with excitement. Then he reached up and he pressed the doorbell. Quickly, Marty turned around, ran down the stairs, ran across the yard, ran down the pasture. It was a wild race, trying to get away as fast as he could. Then suddenly, he banged right into the electric fence. The shock knocked him right to the ground. He laid on the wet ground for about a minute or so. His body tingled as he was gasping for breath. Then slowly, dazed and a bit frightened, he got to his feet and headed home. When he stumbled through the door, Mrs. Jacobson cried, "Marty, what happened?" His lower lip was quivering, his eyes were filled with tears, and he said, "I forgot about the fence, Mom. It knocked me down." And even as he spoke, a red mark was beginning to form on his face, right from his mouth all the way to his ear. Well, Mrs. Jacobson put some cream on his face, and she made him some hot chocolate, and after a while, Marty's cheerful spirit returned, and Mrs. Jacobson put all the children to bed, and as she was tucking Marty in that night, he looked up at Mom. He said, "Mom, Kenny did not see me. I'm sure he did not see me." But you know, that Christmas Eve, Mrs. Jacobson went to bed. She was unhappy, and she was puzzled. It seemed like a cruel thing to do to a little boy who was doing what the Lord wants all of us to do. He was giving to others, and he was giving in secret at that. She didn't sleep well that night. Somewhere deep inside, she just felt disappointed. Like, Christmas Eve came and went. Just a regular, ordinary, problem-filled night. Nothing special happened. But she was wrong. Morning came. The sun was shining. The rain stopped. And the red streak on Marty's face, it was red, but it wasn't serious. The Jacobsons all opened their presents. And then, not unexpectedly, knock at the door. Guess who was there? It was Kenny. And oh, he was so excited. He wanted to show Marty the new compass that he had received that had mysteriously appeared. And it was plain Kenny had no idea that Marty had given it to him. And while Kenny was talking, Marty was just smiling and nodding his head. Well, a few hours later, Mrs. Jacobson noticed that while the boys were talking and chattering, Kenny was listening with his left ear. Kenny now had hearing in both of his ears. It was a miracle, a Christmas miracle. How he regained his hearing, it remains a mystery. Doctors somehow thought that maybe Maybe the shock from the electric fence did it. Perhaps so. Whatever the reason, Mrs. Jacobson learned a good lesson that night. No matter what happens in your life, God is watching over you. She was thankful for the good exchange of gifts that took place on that Christmas Eve. God gave her son the gift of hearing as he gave his gift to his friend. Never again did Mrs. Jacobson ever doubt whether God had everything under control, even if it didn't seem like it. How about you? Are you wondering if God has everything under control in your life? Are there some things going on right now that just don't seem fair or don't make any sense? Don't get weary in well-doing. God is on the move and he's working everything out for our good. Look how God used the birth of Joseph and Mary's first child in a barn. How would you like to give birth to a baby in a barn? But look how God has used it. Throughout the ages, people everywhere, they're moved when they see the nativity display. And I seriously doubt that people would be as moved if they saw a middle-class young couple giving birth to a baby in the hospital. Jesus' birth in a barn was a bad situation. But look how God has used it to touch people for thousands of years. A Savior born in a barn is like a welcome sign to everyone. Not just the rich or the middle class, not just the famous or the powerful. A Savior born in a barn is a welcome sign to the broken, the sinner, the down and outer. They know they can come to this Savior and they for sure will be accepted. God has got your life in his hand and he has plans to bring good out of everything. Let's pray. God, we thank you that we can trust you have our lives in your hand. God, that no matter what things we face, both the good and the bad, God, that we can trust you are on the move and you want to bring good out of everything. And even as we look at this Christmas story and the birth of Jesus in a barn, we see, God, how you can turn something that on the outside looks bad, but you're never caught off guard. And I pray, God, for everyone here tonight, God, that we would make that commitment and never again ever doubt that you're watching out for our welfare. And we thank you for proving it by sending your son, Jesus. We pray this in his name. Amen.
The candle lighting portion of the service. So if you did not receive a candle when you came in, just lift your hand right now and the ushers will get you one. And they're going to begin lighting your candles as I read these scriptures. And I just want to encourage you to listen to these scriptures with your heart open. Isaiah 9:2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. John 8:12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. of whom shall I be afraid? 1 Peter 2:9. You are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
Let's stand and sing this final song together.
Tender and mild, sleep.